This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
He aligns himself with the truth, and it's time for you to choose a side. You're listening to Alex Jones.
So, Trump pledged to kill DACA and hand it back to the Congress, and he did that. Now he says he's in negotiations with Congress on whatever bill he would sign. But there isn't even a bill. We're being told by all the Republicans, including the establishment ones, oh, look, Trump sold us out. Trying to damage the populist candidate who is really not a Republican or a Democrat. Doesn't mean I agree with everything Trump does, but he's a real populist. And you know a man by his enemies, with Anthony Bourdain saying poison him and all the rest of it. Leanne, we're about to go to calls here. You ride the shotgun with us. We're going to get more into the hurricane you survived in the next segment. But intellectually, but also at a gut level, how are you feeling about Trump now versus 8 months ago or 9 months ago when you were voting for him?
Well, I mean, I know that once he gets in, you know, once you're actually, like you said, sitting behind that desk and you're privy to a lot more information, I don't think that he's going to be as much of a maverick as we were hoping that he would be. I think he definitely got shown, hey, look, we will destroy you. We'll destroy your family. We'll destroy everything. We're going to give you a little bit, you know, but I think that he understands that, and that's why he still is able to take to his Twitter and be open, speak openly when he does want to let those people who, you know, like Six Ways to Sunday, Chuck Schumer, you know, for the fact that he's kind of making a deal with that guy, I don't think that he is compromised, but I also think he gets it. There's he can't just go in there and drain the swamp because they,
you know, and I don't disagree, but I think it's beyond that. He's gotten incredible stuff done and still is, and has been masterfully playing these groups off against each other. I just can't believe how well he's actually done. But certainly he has gone through a lot of attacks, and I think that's weighed on his family. Paul in Virginia, then Dennis, thanks for holding so long. You're on the air from Virginia. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex, thanks for taking my call. I believe the real terrorists are Google, Facebook, and Twitter. And until you do something about them and put them where they belong in the, quote, out of business category, you're screwed. There's nothing you can do about all these problems that they created.
Now, no, you're right. They're the big technocracy pushing the leftist, globalist, eugenics agenda, and they're the big problem. Trump needs to go after them.
Well, he doesn't need to go after them because, well, look, I've been trying to contact you for the last 2 months. We watch your show at our work office on a regular basis. You're like the god hero of you know, risk your life and put it all on the line to make it right.
Well, you're nice to say that, brother.
We're a large software group, okay? We can put Google, Facebook, and Twitter where they belong in the out-of-business category. If you want to sit and talk about it, just give us the right contact information because we've been trying for 2 months to reach somebody to say, look, we have an elevator pitch. We can solve all these problems for you. Just let us talk to the right people.
Well, when we say talk to the right people, I can barely get anything into the president, and I've got a big audience, but they're trying to cut it off, and I can barely organize, you know, getting the groceries, you know, in so the kids have food half the time. But, I mean, certainly people should create their own new Googles, their own Facebooks, their own Twitters. And then people should, by action, go to those sites. I mean, we built our own radio and TV system, our own news sites. But, I mean, obviously we use Facebook and Twitter. Just briefly, get at specifically, what are you saying we should do?
I say compete directly with them. I say you have the audience. We have technical capabilities and thousands of engineers willing to work to create the product.
Okay, well, listen, give me your name and number. I'll call you this afternoon. Because what I want to hear is, I like that word, thousands of engineers. Because I can barely get a website built, okay? I mean, we've got an audience and we've got some funding, but we're not, well, yeah, I mean, we reach millions of people. But, and yeah, we helped get Trump elected because we were just rebooting America. I mean, I didn't invent all that. We just talked about common sense versus Hillary. So, Paul, I'm going to put you on hold, get your name and number. We'll call you today. We'll be back with more with Leanne McAdoo. Your calls.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
Several years ago, I was developing a very severe situation. I called it my flippy heart. It just was doing not good things. And I did not want to go to a medical doctor because I just knew they would give me a cover-up pill. I didn't want to get onto that sort of thing at all. When I learned it was garlic and cayenne, and cayenne is a healer. It is a wonderful herb. I said, I think I'm on to something here. I'll tell you, I wouldn't be without it. It did wonderful things for me.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Today, I'm excited to announce that a new limited shipment of DNA Force has finally arrived at the InfoWars warehouse in Austin, Texas. We have thousands of listeners on the waiting list who've signed up for AutoShip to receive out-of-stock products like DNA Force, and we are now once again expected to sell out very, very soon. And when it comes to a formula that is such a game-changer like DNA Force, we never know when we will be able to secure an additional supply of the key ingredients. The secret behind DNA Force is its powerful lineup of patented ingredients like CoQ10, systematic enzymes, NAR lipoic acid, BioPQQ, and many others. BioPQQ alone is backed by an unprecedented 175 clinical studies. And just one batch of this stuff costs us more than $30,000. Visit InfoWarsLife.com and read the reviews for yourself. Over 700 reviews have given DNA Force an unheard of 4.8 out of 5 stars through our third-party certified review agency, Power Review. Take advantage of this new limited shipment and get DNA Force today at InfoWarsLife.com before it sells out again. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
A dangerous place, not because of evil, but because of those who look on and do nothing. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. We now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center. It's Alex Jones.
We're going to Dennis, Valerie, Chuck, Jeremy, and others. I'm Alex Jones, coming to you from Austin, Texas. Leanne McAdoo is on the central west coast of Florida. She got hit by the main brunt of the hurricane, was there taking care of her grandmother. We've been rolling video in the background of your TV viewer, watching us on some cable and TV stations around the country, and also at InfoWars.com, YouTube, Facebook, Twitter. We all have streams out there. You can see some of the footage that she shot just in the last few days of a lot of the trees turned over, a lot of the signs turned over, a lot of the gas stations are closed, no food on the shelves. I'm seeing, well, you're seeing it too, the reports of hospitals without power now for a long time, nursing homes, people dying, 9 people in one nursing home from heat exhaustion. So the crisis is just intensifying and way more widespread than damage in South Texas. Houston is in big trouble, but folks are helping, and it's isolated, and they've got support. Much of the state's devastated. We'll talk more with Leanne about that in a moment. But Leanne, I get these calls all the time, and a lot of them are godsends. But they say, Alex, you can save everything. You got Trump elected, and we're going to take over and we're going to fix this, we're going to do that. We were just one outlet promoting Americana, exposing the globalists, pointing out what was happening, resonating with Trump. He was quoting a lot of our information. It resonated with the people. But we're just like an American reboot. InfoWars is just one small part of it. Our audience is a big part of it. It's what you get excited about. It's what you get involved in that changes the world, not me. Half the time, I think I'm unlistenable. But I've got a grasp of the information, and I'm not selling out. So, again, if we just built a new Google, or if we built a new Facebook, or if we built a new Twitter, if they did that, it wouldn't succeed. The world has moved on. It's the next big thing. And the globalists know how to take control of the next big thing and either expand it or destroy it. And they do know we're the next big thing. So they've got 7 shows in production on television misrepresenting who I am just in the fiction realm. They can't beat me. They create a straw man. They have the straw man say and do things I never said so that people, then when they see or hear me, they go, oh, don't listen to him. They have preconceived notions and shut off the thinking process. So I don't think InfoWars is going to save the country or the world. I don't think Trump is. I think with God's discernment and support, all of us making the right decisions, doing the right things, speaking out, not being bullied, standing up for what's right, speaking out against collectivism, speaking out against sexualization of children, speaking out against Orthodox Islam suppressing women, and saying, I won't be intimidated by political correctness, that will defeat them, because political correctness is their cult. And I don't mean whatever political correctness they're pushing today. I mean the precedent where they control words, they control language, they control who can speak, they control who can have a website, they control who can travel. We're already so far down this line, and a lot of people say, hey, just go along with it, conform, you'll be okay. No, conforming is what destroys you. We've already reached a point where not conforming with this, you end up doing better economically on average. The globalists know that. Being a supporter of globalism and political correctness means you're a chump. Going along and getting along, playing along with their system destroys you. And so we have to decide then, what are we going to do? Leanne, what do you think?
Well, Alice, I think it's interesting what we're seeing now. A lot of people were celebrating the fact that conservatives were getting kicked off Twitter, getting kicked off Facebook, YouTube videos being demonetized. But now YouTube is starting to demonetize people's videos across the board for no rhyme or reason, because their ultimate goal was to move everyone into this pay-to-watch, kind of like a Netflix streaming service. They're wanting everyone to go to YouTube Red, where they got to pay to get that quality content or whatever. And so now it's starting to affect people that aren't just conservatives. So now people are saying, well, wait a minute, this is bad. This is censorship. Wait, this is... Now you're affecting my income. I make my money off of YouTube videos. Where were you a few months back, 6 months back, when all of these conservatives were saying, this is a problem. This isn't right. We need to do something about it. So it's interesting to see those people who say, you know, that were kind of laughing and making fun when these conservatives were getting kicked off Twitter. We were always saying, look, they're not going to stop with the conservatives. And when your team is on the losing side, you're going to be crying for help, but there isn't going to be anyone there to help you, because we're all going to be shut down. So, you know, it is true that we need to have some alternative means. But, you know, right now, I think that these big monopolistic corporations are starting to show their true colors, and it's not just conservatives who can see the writing on the wall anymore. Now you're seeing other groups, being demonetized as well, getting kicked off things as well.
And Leanne, that is perfectly said. And in fact, I've seen those reports. I'm glad you mentioned that. Of course, they start with the white supremacists, because everybody doesn't like them, or 99%. And then once they've done that, now it's mainline conservatives, and then it's PewDiePie. Or anybody else is successful, they just want that money. They just want PewDiePie to give them 18 billion views, but then pay him for zero. And they just want, just like the record industry, to basically pay the artist, to pay the public, to pay everybody zero. They let you build YouTube. They take your art, your culture, your ideas to build them a trillion-dollar company, and now they're pulling the rug up. And just like every other fascist group or communist group does, they start with an unpopular minority first. Hitler was the Jews. With the Russians, it was certain religious minorities. They always then move in to the general public. And where's the common sense when leftists call for censorship? The old-fashioned left had a lot of problems, but they understood that everybody deserves free speech. But that's because they were unpopular then. Now that they see themselves as in charge, they want to pull the rope up. They want to pull the ladder up to secure their power. But, Leanne, I don't see it working. They were sure Hillary was going to win and was going to bring in all this censorship, and that didn't go the way they thought.
Right. And, you know, I'm still shocked by that to this day, but it just shows you the power that we really do have, especially when we think for ourselves, we remain independent in our thinking, you know, where we can critique the president when he does things we don't like. We don't just have to go along, you know. I support him. I haven't abandoned him. But, yeah, if he does something I don't like, I'm going to question it, because that's what's important, is to remain independent, to not just...
And, by the way, we don't have meetings around here with the reporters or crew and say what the orthodoxy is. I've had a bunch of reporters before Trump even got elected that didn't like Trump. And then some of those reporters went, well, just because you like him, I'm going to go. And I'm like, that's fine. I mean, I even let those reporters sit there and bash Trump. That was fine. And then when they wanted to go because they didn't like Trump, that's fine too. That's not what's happened with you. You've been taking care of your grandmother and doing a great job of it there in Florida. It's just that, have you ever had us call you in a room and say, this is what you're going to report, Leanne?
No. We definitely do things like the typical newsroom. We don't have the pitch meetings and things like that where the news director comes in and says, okay, you're going to talk about this. You go out and cover that. We all have the things that drive our own kind of passions, things that we want to report on. There's no one giving us orders from anywhere telling us what we're, I think that's the funniest thing. If people only knew what actually goes on inside the Texas Central Command Center, Central Texas Command Center, it's just different than what anyone could even, you know, make up. But they really do make up some great stories, don't they?
It sure is fun to hear how I get fun about the Russians. But, I mean, we laugh at it. They're having investigations. Like, we're investigating you for being a Martian agent. I'm like, okay. Well, look, we found him here. That's right. Alex works for me. Strontium 12 detonator. Dennis, thanks for holding from California. And Valerie and Chuck and Jeremy and Jim. Dennis, you're on the air. You're a real trooper.
Thank you. Greetings from FEMA Region 9.
Yes, sir.
Anyway, before I get on my main topic, I'd like to touch on Hurricane Irma for a bit.
Yes.
I have friends and family out in Highlands County in Florida. And they're going to be probably without power for a few weeks now. The parts of the county are slowly getting power back. My dad's a school teacher out there at the high schools.
Let me ask Leanne that. I mean, still something like half the state doesn't have power. Do you have power, Leanne?
Yeah, we got power back here on Tuesday afternoon. We still don't have internet, and we just got the gas pumps filled back up on Wednesday. But it's just so incredible. I took a drive down to Naples yesterday to try to get some images to see what was going on down there. And it's like the creature comforts that you just take for granted. You can't fill your... I had to have a full tank of gas because once I got to Naples, there's no gas. I couldn't GPS it. I couldn't find my way around because the GPS doesn't work. Because, you know, there's no internet almost over the whole entire state. And so it's just really incredible how quickly things can...
Exactly. And just 10 years ago, everybody had... 10 years ago, everybody had maps in their glove compartment. Now there's no maps in there, just like there's no gloves in the glove compartment. Sorry, Dennis, go ahead.
I lived through Charlie, Francis, and Gene back in 2004, so I know what's up with that. All the school, I know a lot of schools throughout the state are closed until Tuesday.
Right.
That's the one I'm getting.
Now, shifting gears, though, out of Florida, Dennis, what's your take on Trump and The Rock and all the rest of it?
Okay, I know the optics don't look good. I'm not a big fan of Pelosi and Schumer, those two chucklehead demons. But here's the thing people forget, though. Trump is a businessman. He's not about to willfully commit brand suicide because he still has his kids and what have you to run the business on the other side of this, assuming there is another side.
I agree. Trump is committed to his commitment, and he killed DACA, like he said, because it was illegal and let a bunch of criminals run wild, and now he put it back to Congress. It's their job.
Yeah. Speaking of Congress, they need an exorcism in 2018. If we the people don't exorcise those demons next year, it's not going to matter who's in the Oval Office, not Trump, not The Rock, not Mickey Mouse or Bugs Bunny. I don't mean to, you know. But the point is, it's not going to matter.
Absolutely. We are fiscally going over a cliff. Thank you so much, Dennis. Leanne, since he just mentioned Chuckie Schumer, a couple days ago on the House and Senate floor, Schumer got caught on tape talking about Trump really likes us. He wants to work with us. And I've listened to the tape probably 6 or 7 times, and if you listen carefully, he sounds like it's a joke to him. Not like he's super happy and basking in the glow. The media said, oh, look at Schumer, basking in the glow of Trump, getting off on it. No, it's more like Ka in the Jungle Book, going, he really likes me, good, go to sleep. But folks, you decide for yourself. Here is the audio from C-SPAN on a hot mic of Chuckie Schumer slithering around the Senate floor.
He likes us. He likes me anyway. Look, what we said is exactly accurate. Here's what I told him. I said, Mr. President, you're much better off if you can sometimes step right and sometimes step left. If you have to step just in one direction, you're boxed. He gets that. Oh, it's going to work out. And it will make us feel productive, too. Okay. On this thing, you got to wait and see, right?
Yeah, we're going to have a ball at some point.
So he says he likes us.
Yeah.
He likes me.
Try to finish it on Monday night.
That's good. You think
he likes us. He goes, well, I know he likes me. And he's like giggling. And he goes, well, I told him, Mr. President, is sometimes it's better for you to be able to step left or step right. That way you don't get boxed, using a boxing term. These Democrats would hang him out to dry in a minute. But as I've said 1,000 times, Leanne, I've studied these people. I've been up on Capitol Hill. I've talked to the staffers, but our listeners are as smart as I am or smarter. They've seen this too. The Republican blue blood scumbags run the show up there. The Democrats are the dominant party, but the Republican Party leadership is the brains that actually props them up, keeps them in power, and uses them as an excuse to stay in power, always threatening the American people that they're the lesser of two evils. And the Republican Party, you know, getting rid of Cynthia McKinney and putting in Chuck Johnson that thinks that the island of Guam floats, they know what they're doing. And it's those scumbags that are totally focused on destroying Trump. So I'm sick of the Republican blue bloods. And as much as I hate Pelosi and Schumer, I was glad to see him when they wouldn't even return his phone call. And we're going to shut down the government. And we're going to scuttle the debt. And we're going to devalue the dollar and blame it all on the American resistance. The fact that Trump went around them was beautiful. And it's what a separation of powers does, Leanne.
Right. I think so as well. And it just kind of lets Paul Ryan and others know, like, look, what have you done to support President Trump and his agenda? You know, you blocked it at every move. You blamed the healthcare debacle on him when it was their job to present him with something. Yeah, he had some ideas of his own, but I mean, again, we didn't elect a dictator. And so what has the Republican Congress done to support Trump's agenda? So I think it's, you know, it's interesting there, like, you know, be able to step right, step left. I think that is true. It is smart. But I also agree with the caller earlier. Trump is, he knows about the art of the deal. And I don't think that he it's kind of easy to play a narcissist or a sociopath. All you got to do is compliment them and stroke their ego, and then you walk out of the room going, wow, he likes us. We've got him wrapped around our finger. I don't think Trump in any way, shape, or form trusts Chuck Schumer, who threatened him on live television with CIA and intelligence agencies. You know, so I don't think that he's... Maybe he respects him as someone he knows is, you know, kind of like these mafia boss types where you got to respect them. Maybe you don't like them, but you respect them and know what you're dealing with. If you're dealing with some vipers.
No, I agree. But there's that one photo through the West Wing Oval Office window of Chuckie Schumer looking like he's about to marry Donald Trump. I mean, he looks like he has found his best friend forever with those two. It's disgusting. But, you know, I'll expand on this. Leanne, you look at the two-party system and what they've done. We haven't had a president in 150 years since Andrew Jackson that played the two parties off against each other. So I'm very optimistically pleased right now over the direction we see everything going, because the globalists still haven't let up trying to destroy Trump to his face when he compromises. They act real nice. So I think that tells us everything.
Right. And I think it's, you know, he is being very smart about putting it out there, even on his Twitter, saying, now it's in your hands, Congress. It's your job to actually do something about it, not just campaign on promises every single election cycle
right.
And then never get anything done.
All right, we're going to go to Jeremy, and then we're going to go to Chuck, and we're going to go to Jim and Valerie. Valerie's going to be up next after Jeremy. Jeremy in Georgia, you're on the air worldwide. Thank you for calling.
Hey, Alex, how you doing?
Good, sir. Thanks for holding.
You know, I got to say right now that there's a big disappointment for Donald Trump in this DACA decision that he's seeming to want to make. I think that at least everybody I talk to who are, you know, very conservatives, they're not sunshine conservatives, they're full conservatives. They've been there before Donald Trump decided to run for president. See, this is a betrayal.
Well, that's how Breitbart and others are doing it, because they're holier than thou, and I'm not bashing Breitbart.
But
I want to be clear. I've always been the guy on the outside trying to get people to wake up. Now that we have a beachhead and it's doing so much good, it's not going to be perfect. I'm just saying, don't throw the baby out with the bathwater. Let's see what he actually does. Here's my question. Do they think Trump has actually passed DACA in the House or Senate or signed it? Because he just killed DACA. What are they upset about? What are they perceiving?
Yeah, and he campaigned on killing DACA. He didn't campaign on bringing it back in full form under law, an amnesty. I mean, that's not what he campaigned on.
Now, that's a reasonable statement if that's true. Where is the proof? Because if he does that, and if they bring back DACA and just let anybody who claims they were, you know, a kid here legalize, that's amnesty by fiat, and I'm against it. But where's the proof that's happening?
Well, the proof that I see so far, there's no bill. I mean, I'm not, you know, there's no bill. I know there's no bill yet. But the proof is in what he's tweeting.
Okay, let's pull up his Twitter, because I've been reading the last 3 days. Granted, I haven't read in about 4 hours his tweets. So let's pull up Trump's tweets. And I believe you. If it's there, believe me, I'll throw Trump overboard if he throws us overboard in 1 second. All I'm saying is, what do we do if he goes sideways? Do we then just cheerlead for Hillary Clinton? Because remember, they're going to come into the vacuum. What do we do if he goes sideways? Let's just say he is going sideways, Jeremy. What do we do?
I think that we're in trouble. I think we're in a lot of trouble, because he was the one person that we, a lot of people saw this as the last hope for us to have a peaceful revolution.
Well, I want to say this. We're our last hope with God's help. We put him in there. We bucked the polls. I mean, you understand, the fact that we could bring him means we could do it again, and we can do it running for office ourselves. Liberty's rising. The globalists admit that. Leanne, what do you think?
I mean, I agree with his statement. We did that. So that's all we do have to hold into account if he starts to go left. But we do need to wait and see.
Jeremy, where is he saying he's just going to bring back DACA in full as law?
I mean, a few weeks ago, he was willing to shut down the government to build the wall. He said it in a rally. Now it can wait. What happened?
Because the Republicans, have said they're not going to back him and won't return his phone calls.
So he sides with the Democrats on amnesty.
You know, what's he supposed to do when they're scuttling him? There's only one direction he's got.
I mean,
that's what they do, is they try to tie all the
together. We've got Paul Watson coming up, Leanne, but I want to finish up with you and with this caller on the other side. This is an important question, and I'm going to ask Paul Watson from London that question, and then we'll get into the terror attacks. But Paul Watson's coming up. But Jeremy, I hear you, brother. I'm not disagreeing with you. I am really trying to make the right decision on this, and I'm really trying to be judicious about it. But I hear you. I hear you. Leanne, we're going to come right back to you as well. InfoWars.com.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
You deserve a deep, restful sleep with Knockout by InfoWars Life. Our organic formula is made from high-quality natural ingredients such as valerian root extract, L-tryptophan, lemon balm leaf extract, and melatonin. Knockout packs a powerful punch to get you through the night and achieve proper sleep. Millions of people around the world experience daytime drowsiness, but with the rapid speed of life, we need to be able to keep up the pace. Our natural mixture harnesses the power of 10 known ingredients to let your body relax and get the sleep you need. Wake up refreshed and take on the day. InfoWars Life wants to bring you a sleep support formula that goes above and beyond other leading brands at an affordable price. Get the sleep you deserve and experience the power of Knockout. Head on over to InfoWarsLife.com and say goodbye to fatigue. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
This is Elizabeth McCabe, a.k.a. Lucky One of Truth Frequency News. I wanted to tell you all about Extendivite from HeartDrop.com. Y'all know I check everything before I air it. When I heard about Extendivite on TFR, I went to HeartDrop.com and started my research. It's got cayenne. That's good for blood and circulation. It stimulates the blood flow. It's got garlic, which fights bacteria like antibiotics, and it lowers the cholesterol and blood pressure. It also has milk thistle, which is the best detox for liver. I couldn't wait to try it out, and I'm glad I did 4 months ago. And here's the obvious results. My hands and feet don't get cold anymore. The varicose veins have faded too. My wrists don't hurt after typing all day. Now I tell you all this because it's true and I want you to really live life. Try Extendivite. Go to HeartDrop.com and order it.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit HeartDrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. We'll be back this Sunday as we do each Sunday, 4 to 6 p.m. Central Standard Time with a Sunday transmission. I'll be live in studio. And right when this broadcast ends at 3 o'clock Central, Owen Schroyer with the War Room with Mike Cernovich and so many others, the co-host for that, Roger Stone, will be doing that. Mike Cernovich is hosting the fourth hour coming up here in about 30 minutes. I want to go to Paul Watson, who's in London, England, here in just a couple seconds. But Jeremy in Georgia and Leanne McAdoo, who is in Florida near the Tampa area, want to get her final comments on the hurricane and the aftermath of that that's so incredibly serious. I think it's right to say Florida's got probably 30 times the damage Texas did because it was localized in Houston. It's just all over the state. So pray for folks in Florida, support them, obviously. But getting back to Jeremy, I was asking the question, if Trump does start going sideways, which I guess rhetorically you can say there's something there, then what do we do? What pressure do we have? Because if the Republicans are stonewalling them, the Republican leadership, the folks under the Blue Bloods hate them. The Freedom Caucus is growing. We've almost overthrown the Blue Bloods. They know it. I mean, we're so close to having the real trifecta of the legislative, the executive, and the judicial. Right now, we only have part of the judicial and the executive. We've got the bureaucracy trying to stonewall all that. The reason the bureaucracy is so arrogant is they are on their final legs here, my friend. So I'm asking you, because this is real wargaming. What do we do? I understand being purist, but then we say, okay, Trump's done all this good stuff. He's going sideways some now. Maybe. What is our response to that? Well, we lobby to stop that. We lobby locally to get good people elected. We keep explaining if Trump goes sideways, the Americana movement is not crippled. We've already had great successes globally. World government's in trouble. Humanity's awake. I told folks they're going to try to block Brexit. The fact is we went from never having a vote to enter the EU if you're British to now the thing's being reversed. It's a battle. But we have the initiative because they're unelected and authoritarian. We're promoting free market prosperity. So people need to understand this won't be some decisive win. It's a struggle, just like raising kids or having a business or a life. It's an ongoing toe-to-toe war. And when you start loving the war, you start winning. When you start getting pissed about having to be involved and being focused, you start losing. And I'm not preaching to anybody. I'm just telling you how it is. Jeremy, what do you think?
You 100%, Alex. I think what we got to do is keep doing what we're doing. Hold him accountable. Everybody talk about when we think he's making the wrong decision. I know Hannity's out there tweeting. I know Michael Savage is out there talking very strongly about this as well. I think we need to hold him to what he said he was going to do. I mean, the problem a lot of us have, I'm going to say a lot of supporters, is that candidate Trump seemed to always know what to do or say what the right, you know, say what he thought, what we believe was his thoughts and the right thing. President Trump has to be reminded of what the right thing is, it seems like.
But hasn't he so far done almost everything he said he would?
What was that?
On everything else, he did what he said.
Well, I mean, like, we talked about Julian Assange, and he said we have to go after him.
And no, that's an area where he's wrong, because
yeah, he scaled back when everybody said, what are you doing?
No, I hear you. I hear you. I've thought really strongly about this, and I've almost done this the last few weeks. Just I've been too busy. I haven't done it. Like I said, I do a special report on vaccines. Yesterday, I didn't do it. I probably have to come in tomorrow. That's why I end up working 7 days a week, just because I can use my day off. It is my day to do work. That's my vacation, my enjoyment, my pleasure is with being with my family. But also, I like to get crew in here on the weekend and just put out special reports, plan things, really do some high-quality work. Because it's good to be live, and it's good to do what we do here, and that's all high-quality. But it's really good to be able to really focus in. I want to do an emergency message to the president again and lay out the good things he's done and all he's put up with and what he's dealt with and just let him know your family name will be destroyed if you don't fully commit one way or another. They're going to destroy you if you try to compromise, and here's where people think you're going wrong, and so you're a smart guy. You better come out swinging. And I know for a fact he's seen my emergency reports before and has responded, and we've talked about it before. I haven't talked to Trump in months. I have missed a few calls. It looked like it was one of the undisclosed numbers. People I know still get calls from him, but it's very robotic because he knows it's all being recorded. He is a good guy. That's why they're trying to isolate. And we asked him to do this job. I'm going to give him some benefit of the doubt. But I agree, benefit of the doubt, it doesn't mean we don't criticize what we don't like. And I think that's the balance. Closing comments on that, Leanne McAdoo, and thank you for your great work.
Yeah, you know, I think people have to understand that the candidate Trump is a lot different than President Trump. He can tank economies with a single tweet. He has a lot more power now. He does need to be a little bit more careful. Plus, you know, all that does is give the other side fodder when he goes off a berserk wall or whatever. He needs to be presidential at this point. But I think just kind of closing comments on the hurricane, as we saw with Harvey there in Houston, we're seeing it here in Florida. Yes, these natural disasters can be totally devastating, but they also give humanity the opportunity to really show your moral standing within the community and to really say, you know what, am I going to invite this total stranger into my home and let him take a hot shower because he hasn't had water or power for, you know, a week? Am I going to stop and pick up the bird that's walking across the highway because its wings are broken? So it's been a really good thing, allowing people to kind of test their morality, test their humanity, come together with their communities. So, yes, it's bad, but at the same time, this is kind of a sovereign sort of thing where it's allowing us to realize that we aren't as divided as the media is telling us. We actually are a strong country that can come together, and we are united. We're not divided. So I think that's been a pretty powerful thing to come out of these, catastrophic storms.
Sure. Well, it's just like Harvey. We were on the verge of race war being fomented, and it totally killed it as people saw the images of people of all different colors helping each other, vice versa. It wasn't all whites helping blacks. It wasn't all blacks helping whites or Hispanic. It was everybody together having a good time helping each other in adversity. Leanne McAdoo, you be safe. We appreciate your reportage. At Leanne McAdoo on Twitter, thank you so much.
Thanks, Alex.
All right, Paul Washington is about to give you his report on the London terror attacks that are Islamic terror, how Khan has responded, and so much more. And he joins us right now from London, England. Paul, thank you.
Hi, Alex. Yeah, they haven't caught the perpetrator yet, so we don't know if it is Islamic, but most of the experts say it looks like it is. Past history suggests it is, but we'll wait and see on that. But what's more important, Alex, is Donald Trump's tweets, because the London police, Scotland Yard, have said they interpret Donald Trump's tweets as an attack on police men and women by the President of the United States, because he said that they should have had the terrorists in their sight. Or basically, he was talking generally about terrorists, that they're generally in the sights of Scotland Yard, which is true. They're always known to authorities. He wasn't talking about this specific case, but everybody but her over that. He had a phone call with the Prime Minister, Theresa May, about an hour ago, hour and a half ago. And Sky News understands that Theresa May raised Trump's tweet with the US president in their phone call. So, Alex, we've got a terrorist who is still on the loose after maiming 22 people, injuring 22 people. Luckily, no one died because it didn't detonate properly. And the police and the Prime Minister are talking about how offended they are over Donald Trump's tweets.
That's right. If you put a NewsWars.com article up, UK officials focus on Trump's tweets more than terror. It's almost like Donald Trump detonated that bomb, Paul.
Well, obviously he's the first one to point the finger. I mean, and this all came earlier in the day with leftists and the political class saying the same thing. They immediately jumped to that conclusion. The other angle of this, and this is the new narrative that the left comes out with, this is all they've got left after every single terror attack. Keep calm and carry on. Oh, and by the way, anyone who wants to change anything, right? Anybody who wants to stop terrorists from blowing people up, you're a right-wing snowflake. What are you so afraid of? You're just scared. So they stage these ridiculous photo ops where they, like, for example, last time, a TV presenter walked across Westminster Bridge. He's like, I'm not scared. Look at me. We can brave this. We can continue as normal. Meanwhile, you've got pregnant women being trampled as people try to rush away from this bomb in panic. Alex, it's quite easy to say that you're not afraid if you're not that pregnant woman being trampled as people flee in panic from a terrorist bomb, isn't it? Quite easy to be all brave on Twitter about it if you're nowhere near what actually happened, if nobody you know is even affected by the incident. But we hear that same narrative again and again. So if we express any kind of concern, looking at measures to stop radicalization in prisons, looking at shutting down extremist mosques. How dare you even suggest that anything should change, you coward, you pussy, what are you so afraid of? Oh, but when there's a right-wing hate crime, like someone says something mean to a Muslim on public transport, everybody freaks out, it's the apocalypse, it's the end of the world. So it's this complete double standard. Yes, obviously we need to suggest measures that we can put in place to stop people being blown up. That's not being a right-wing snowflake. That's not being scared. That's having actual solutions for this problem you know, 5 terror attacks now in the past.
And by the way, you live there. You live there. This has happened very close to you. We're going to go back to Paul Watson here in just a moment. Again, he hosts once a week. He does a great job running Infowars.com with Kit Daniels and the rest of the great crew. Before we go back to Paul Joseph Watson, we need to add to everybody out there that we have amazing products on sale right now that are about to not be on sale. When I saw Amazon double or more prices of storable foods, flashlights, water filtration, and other things, and I don't just mean their vendors. Amazon sells stuff themselves. They got caught last week doing it. I said, we're going to sell preparedness items for as low as we can go. Well, we went to our distributors, and they said 50% is basically no profit. 50% on high-quality storable food by My Patriot Supply, private label by us, so contractually we can get around lowest advertised price MAP laws or MAP regulations and agreements. We have 50% off. Not like we raise the price and say 50. We have 50 off the already lowest price on high-quality storable food. That is going to end tomorrow. We have 50% off the Caveman Ultimate Paleo Form Bone Broth. We have that product with the turmeric, the chaga mushroom, the bee pollen, and other superfoods. Incredible. I mean, you think whey's good, and we sell a great whey as well. It's all amazing. InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139. 50% off on the storable foods, 40% off on the sleep aid, knockout, Z-Shield, heavy metal, detox. Folks, that's important. 40% off our entire line of Super Blue toothpaste, fluoride-free with colloidal silver and iodine. That is 50% off. We've never done sales that big, but I want to get people to see how great the products are. Sign up for AutoShip, an additional 10% off on everything, and we have free shipping. That's free shipping. Free shipping on all orders of $50 or more. Whatever you do, especially when we're selling stuff this low, get in there and support us, because this is how we fund our operations. Get your CNN is fake news shirt. Get your Molon Lambe shirt. Get it all. InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. And check out our True Whey Protein. It's one of the biggest top national brands, private label by us, for $5 less than you'll find online, $10 less in stores with our private label. It's all there. InfoWarsStore.com. Body armor, watches, just thousands of items, books, films. Check it out. Shop with the good guys, not with Bezos, the anti-gun, pro-Islam globalist. InfoWarsStore.com. Now, I did that plug because we need to fund the operation, and Paul had his external mic accidentally turned off. So Paul is back with us in HD audio from the London studios. Paul, please continue.
Yeah, there's another thing, Alex, which you'll find funny. It's so easy to trigger J.K. Rowling, right? I made a couple of videos about her with her 18 spare bedrooms and her 4 mansions while she virtue signals all day about refugees, yet doesn't take any in. And that really got to her. I didn't even, like, tweet at her today, but she got triggered just by my presence on Twitter. She retweeted this fake satirical news story, and it's on my Twitter. If they scroll down, they can see it. It's like a computer-generated young man in front of a world map. And the headline is... And this is what J.K. Rowling retweeted. News. London is lost, claims alt-right snowflake doing literally everything ISIS want from him. And that's what she retweeted. So she was so triggered, she had to go after me, even though I literally said nothing to her today. So when I talk about Islamic terrorism, Alex, the fact that there are, you know, 25 jihadists walking the streets, that's bad. That's what ISIS wants. When I talk about stopping prison radicalization, when I talk about...
Your own government says 25,000, so the Harry Potter author is obsessed with you. The word is she's in love with you, Paul. You haven't figured that out yet? That you basically, the word is, are going to get invited to her mansion?
This is what's funny about that. London is lost, okay? If I thought London was lost, why would I live here? Why do I live literally 15 minutes walk from where this terrorist attack happened? Where does J.K. Rowling live, Alex? Oh, that's right. She lives in the middle of nowhere in the countryside in a gated mansion away from all the immigrants, away from all the brown people. So who's the real racist here, Alex? Who's the real scaredy cat?
She lives well, Paul, for those that just joined us,
armed security.
For those that just joined us, explain the hoax article, what happened.
J.K. Rowling retweeted a fake news article, a satirical article with the headline, London is lost, claims alt-right snowflake doing literally everything ISIS wants from him. And it's a picture of a computer-generated young man stood in front of a world map. It's obviously meant to be me. And it's a funny article, by the way. But it's like, oh, if you point out the fact that we need to change things to stop terrorists from blowing up children at arenas in Manchester, that's what ISIS wants, really. And it's, I live in London. I'm scared of terrorists. That's why I rant about Islamic terrorism. I'm so scared, Alex. I literally live round the corner from a mosque and 10 minutes away from where this terrorist attack happened. Oh, but now you can live in the middle of the countryside in a giant gated mansion with armed security like J.K. Rowling. She's not scared, no. You can live in the Cotswolds where it's 98% white people, but those same people will lecture me when I talk about mass immigration. Okay, I live in a more multicultural area than you. Oh, no, but I'm scared of Muslims. I literally live round the corner from a mosque. You live in the Cotswolds where there are virtually no Muslims. There are mosques. But I'm the one who's scared, Alex. And I'm bad. I'm doing what ISIS wants by trying to point out measures that could be implemented to reduce the risk of terrorism. And by the way, Trump's tweets are more offensive than anything that happened today with 22 people being injured.
And a woman burned over her body. And let's expand, Paul. The way they're attacking us with these satire shows and Comedy Central programs and HBO and Showtime shows is they build strawmans of you and I. They build fake news sites, tweet things you never said, so you can then be attacked for saying it. And the left's so mentally ill that even when it's pointed out, they say, we don't care. They want to believe the simulation. It's all about cheating. Like studies show, leftists are 6 times more likely to steal, 9 times more likely not to give to charity. We'll be back with Paul Watson.
North Korea openly threatens the U.S. and launches a new missile every other week. Their warhead of choice? Electromagnetic pulse. Such an event would cripple the U.S. power grid for years and leave millions in the dark. Are you ready? You can be with a Solark EMP-hardened solar generator. Solark works day in and day out to keep your essentials protected. You can have peace of mind knowing your power will be there when you most need it. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to see EMP testing. That's PortableSolarLLC.com. Energy insurance for your family.
With nearly 70 years of history engineering bunkers, today, Atlas Survival Shelters is still the authority. Atlas offers 18 different choices, from commercial tornado shelters to underground nuclear fallout shelters, starting at just $99.99, with 100% financing available. Comfortable interiors and state-of-the-art air filtration systems. Atlas Survival Shelters are the most popular private survival shelters in the world. Call 1-855-4-BUNKER now or visit atlassurvivalshelters.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just $1 a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
Everybody knows
Mike Cernovich is hosting the fourth hour. And to quote Ghostbuster parlance, we're going to cross the streams with two of the biggest heavy hitters on Twitter. Paul's king daddy of it. But Mike Cernovich and Paul Watson. We're going to be hosting a little bit the next hour. Then Cernovich will take over. But I got Paul on a little bit late because I had Leanne McAdoo on late and callers on late. But I want to go to Valerie and Chuck and Jim, but we'll have to get to you a little bit the next hour if you can hold. If not, go ahead and jump off there. I apologize to the callers, but I'm trying the best I can. Paul, I want to get back into the terror attack in London and fake news stories being put out by leftist publications that spoof Trump by putting out fake news. Then they claim, oh, look, there's a fake news epidemic, just like major Hollywood production firms got caught during the election. Paramount got caught. Universal got caught, others got caught, putting out hundreds of fake news sites saying, I'm Donald Trump, I love the KKK, attacking me, you name it. And then later they got caught, they said, oh, we're sorry, we're going to quit. So they're the ones putting out the fake news, like the story J.K. Rowling tweeted against you, and then we get the blame for what they do, Paul.
Well, Harvard University did a major study, Alex, several months ago, and they concluded fake news had no impact on the outcome of the presidential election. So it was just yet another moral panic that failed. You know, they had the recount with Jill Stein and the riots. That failed after, of course, they accused Trump of being awful for saying it might be rigged. Then they did the exact same thing. Fake moral panic failed. They had the Russian narrative thing. That's collapsed. Failed. They had the Nazi takeover. That's failed. It all failed. The fake news was the first one to fail. Had no impact whatsoever on the election. Yes, fake news exists. But again, they seized on it. They blew it out of all proportion because they were butthurt and absolutely bewildered as to why they lost. They lost because Donald Trump was riding the wave of populism that continues to dominate Europe and the West right now. That's why you lost. Just accept it. Alex, even there was an article in Politico the other day, and they're saying that none of this continued whinging and whining and butthurt is translating into any of the key battlegrounds for the 2018 midterms. It's absolutely failed. Nobody resonates with it, but they still do it. I mean, we're in September 2017. The only argument they have left is you're a racist, you're a Nazi. It's the exact same argument they've had for the last 10-plus years.
And Paul?
It doesn't resonate. It doesn't work anymore, but they're still gripped on it.
And that's my next question for you. When 20th Century Fox and all of them get caught doing fake news campaigns against Trump, against us, showing news corps, you know, Democrat, and Hillary won't go away, and she asks what happened and starts a website named after pigs, liars, and rats called Verit, doesn't even check what the meaning of the name means. It means pig rat bastard, basically, deceiving rat bastard pig. I mean, they name a site after Verit. With all of this going on, what's wrong with them? Why don't they give up? You just asked the question.
Because they're sociopaths. They're so confident in their own delusion that they just can't let go of it. Like Hillary Clinton actually wrote in her book that Orwell's 1984 was a lesson about how people need to trust authority.
I know. We even have the audio of her saying it. Talk about a joke.
Literally the exact opposite of that in every aspect. You also have the Ministry of Truth, of course, deleting things to change.
No, but see, for her as a sociopath, she would have done what Big Brother said and wouldn't have been tortured to death.
Yeah, that was basically the message, just submit to Big Brother. But again, she was the Ministry of Truth. She deleted 33,000 emails just like they deleted history to change the present. It's literally 1984 was the exact opposite of what she said. It's like when they said that George Orwell would have supported Antifa. Okay, George Orwell supported unpopular free speech. He literally said that. Antifa burns signs that say free speech. They attack people who try to engage in
a... Hold on. Paul Joseph Watson at Prison Planet on Twitter. We're going to come back with a Valerie in Norway. Jim says he's a former CIA case officer. I'm Alex Jones. Mike Cernovich coming up. At Cernovich. Tell everybody tune in. It's an active resistance. Will this save the world? No. But doing it over and over again will.